DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Spencer Kimball in Bonn. Two top courts in Egypt suspended their work on Wednesday to protest against President Mohamed Morsi's growing power. Morsi had issued a decree last Thursday which declared that his decisions could not be challenged by the judiciary. The Court of Appeals and Court of Cassation said they would not resume their duties until Morsi's decree had been reversed. The presidential decree sparked massive street protests by members of the political opposition, who accused Morsi of assuming expansive powers similar to ousted strongman Hosni Mubarak. Morsi's allies in the Muslim Brotherhood said they plan to hold counter-demonstrations in support of the president on Saturday. Morsi and the judiciary have been locked in a power struggle since June, when the Supreme Court ruled that the Islamist-dominated parliament should be dissolved. Meanwhile, the Constitutional Assembly has said it would likely finish drafting Egypt's new constitution on Wednesday. Germany said on Wednesday that it would not support a Palestinian bid to obtain observer status within the United Nations. The 193-member UN General Assembly is expected to vote on Thursday overwhelmingly in favor of the initiative, which would grant the Palestinian Authority access to international courts, such as the International Criminal Court in The Hague. There is concern among Israel's supporters that the Palestinians would try to sue the Jewish state for war crimes before the ICC. The Palestinian bid has split the European Union, with Britain likely to abstain, while France said it will support the observer status. The European Commission has agreed on a plan to restructure four banks that Spain was forced to nationalize. Bankia, Banco, and Catalunya Bank are expected to halve their balance sheets within 5 years, cut jobs, and impose losses on their bondholders in exchange for 37 billion euros in bailout money. Meanwhile, the smaller Banco de Valencia will be sold to CaixaBank for a symbolic 1 euro and cease to be a separate institution. European Union Competition Commissioner Joaquin Almunia said Spanish banks had to adopt a new model.
Instead of real estate and other risky investments, the banks will focus on personal loans and on lending to small and medium-sized businesses.
Spain's financial sector is saddled with bad debt from a real estate bubble that burst. There has been concern within the Eurozone that Madrid might ask for a full-blown sovereign bailout as its economy continues to sag under the weight of a failing financial sector. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The European Commission has called on the 17-member Eurozone currency union to adopt a common budget and issue common bonds in the future. Commission President José Manuel Barroso told reporters in Brussels that the Eurozone should be allowed to integrate at a quicker speed than the rest of the 27-member European Union. Barroso's proposals have already run into stiff resistance from German officials. The rebel group M23 has agreed to withdraw from key towns it captured in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo after coming under international pressure. M23's military chief, Sultani Makenga, told news agencies that the rebel forces were already withdrawing from Sake and Masasi. Makenga went on to say that M23 would also withdraw from Goma, the capital of the resource-rich North Kivu province. The U.S. government has suspended the oil company BP from receiving new federal contracts. The Environmental Protection Agency said that the company showed, quote, a lack of business integrity in the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010. BP has already agreed with the U.S. government to plead guilty to criminal misconduct for the Gulf of Mexico disaster. A Saudi diplomat has been gunned down in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Attackers in a four-wheel drive vehicle opened fire on a car carrying Khaled al-Anizi, a Saudi Arabian military attaché, near his house in the southern part of the city. His Yemeni bodyguard also died in the shooting. Spencer Kimball, Deutsche Welle News. For more news and information, why not visit our website at www.de.com.